This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. This week, GLT hosted the fourth and final debate between Congressman Rodney Davis and his challenger, Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan. They had a lot to say, but what did people actually hear? GLT's Ryan Denham talks with Illinois State University social media expert Nate Carpenter, who was at the Normal Theater Monday night and monitoring conversations about the debate on Twitter.
And so what we saw there was Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan has a much bigger or maybe more extensive Twitter network that's really reposting and re-upping her content. And so one of the top tweets that we saw really was a post about pre-existing conditions. A post that was talking about the Washington Post story where a fact checker really called out a number of Republicans, one of those being Rodney Davis, about his stance. And so we really saw that take off. It was retweeted, I think, more than 65 times during the course of the debate itself. So it really, again, reached out.
There's a lot of interest in the 13th Congressional District from a national perspective. Democrats are trying to win a couple dozen House seats. If they do, they would take the House majority. And Congressman Davis is one of their top targets. So what are you seeing on social media that may illuminate kind of the national interest in this particular race?
I think first, looking even at our hashtags that we used that night, only about half of all the tweets were really coming from Illinois. So there's, again, a lot of other groups paying attention. I think of the 327 tweets that we collected, again, only about 168 were from right here. So that's a pretty big difference, or at least disparity, when you're looking at attention. We assume that it's all local, but again, like you said, there's so much national attention. If we go back to the other search that we've been looking at, again, thinking about this a larger scale study of just how others in Twitter are talking about both candidates and talking about the Illinois 13th debate, we see wide scale national conversation emerging. And one of the top stories that, again, I think really led to what we saw happening debate night was, again, this Washington Post fact checker story about pre-existing conditions and whether or not, again, a group of Republican congressmen, including Davis, either supported or did not support coverage for pre-existing conditions. And really looking at the nuances of language, right? But what we saw, though, was that story dominated Twitter really that morning leading up into the debate. And I think there's really no surprise that the Londrigan campaign really took that and kind of made that one of the top tweets that they were posting about, but also one of the top issues that did come up.
Well, speaking of issues, I'd be curious to know what are some of the more popular words and phrases that are being used by both Congressman Davis and Londrigan on their campaign social media accounts. Like, can you draw any insight as to what are they talking about, and does that signal anything about what they care about?
Definitely. So, if we look at the past, even month, we could even go back 2 months. Of kind of the top keywords being used by both campaigns. Again, we're looking at the campaign Elect Rodney. If you're out there on Twitter, you can look that one up, as well as Betsy for IL, which is the Londrigan campaign. And when we do just a quick keyword analysis of their tweets over this past month, for Davis's campaign, we see some of these top keywords come up. Historic economic growth. We see existing conditions come up, and we also see farmers come up really frequently right there. And I think those are all pretty self-explanatory when we think about issues of concern. As an incumbent, I think we're seeing Davis really focusing on some of the things that are going well for the administration and the GOP, which would be economic growth. And I think he's always trying to also connect to agricultural Illinois, farmers being, again, part of that economic growth and policy for Illinois. For Londrigan's campaign, the top set of keywords that we really saw emerge were existing conditions. And I think, as we mentioned before, that seems to be one of the national level issues, but also one of these hot button issues where there's been either inconsistency or misunderstanding or, again, reports coming from organizations like The Washington Post about Davis's actual stance. And so any attack and mention of that really, again, becomes an attack in that case.
That's Nate Carpenter from ISU's School of Communication and its Social Media Analytics Command Center, or SMAC, speaking with GLT's Ryan Denham. Find more GLT election coverage right now at WGLT.org/election.